As Joe Biden continues provoking a war with Russia, more evidence is piling up that the entire conflict is designed to protect U.S. military labs conducting illegal biological experiments. One America's Pearson Sharp explains.
For most of us Americans, the so-called war in Ukraine doesn't make a lot of sense. But when you start to dig under the surface, under the slick media propaganda promoting war and destruction, then you'll understand why our leaders are pushing America to kick off World War III. To put it simply, Ukraine is the deep state. I don't mean it's a part of it, I mean it is the deep state. Ukraine isn't even its own country anymore. It's been bought and sold by the West for the West, and a Western puppet has been put in power to do the bidding of his Western masters. President Volodymyr Zelensky isn't the leader of Ukraine. He's an actor who was hired to play a part so Washington can continue using Ukraine as its own personal money laundering piggy bank and bioweapons playground. Those biological and chemical weapons facilities the mainstream media won't talk about? Yeah, they're real. And there's a good chance they were even instrumental in cooking up COVID-19. Independent journalist Clandestine exposed the evidence on Twitter, pointing out the whole operation started back in 2005, when then-Senator Barack Hussein Obama took a trip to Ukraine with Senator Richard Lugar to inspect former Soviet weapons facilities. In reality, the U.S. was taking control of these top-secret bioweapons facilities, complete with a fully stocked arsenal of the deadliest nuclear and chemical weapons on the planet. And for the next decade and a half, top-secret U.S. government research was carried out in these labs, without any oversight or accountability. That's how Joe Biden and his son Hunter were able to get their foot in the door with Hunter's company, Metabiota. Hunter's firm, Rosemont Seneca, actually invested $500,000 in the San Francisco pathogen research company, Metabiota, working in Ukraine, on top of millions in additional funding he secured through other firms like Goldman Sachs. The situation came to a head in 2014, when Obama's regime, including the CIA and Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland, toppled Ukraine's democratically elected government with a fake civil war. A leaked phone call actually exposed Nuland plotting how Ukraine's new government should work.
I don't think Cleat should go into the government. I don't think it's necessary. I don't think it's a good idea.
Flash forward to 2022, when Washington vehemently denied there were any biolabs in Ukraine or that the U.S. had anything to do with them, mocking the people who question the narrative as nothing more than dirty conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, but can you explain to us, has there been any relationship between the...
We are not developing biological or chemical weapons inside Ukraine. It's not happening.
But that story didn't stick for long, and good old Victoria Nuland, under pressure from Senator Marco Rubio, finally cracked and admitted that, yes, there are in fact bioweapons labs in Ukraine.
Does Ukraine have chemical or biological weapons?
Ukraine has biological research facilities, which in fact we are now quite concerned Russian troops, Russian forces may be seeking to gain control of. So we are working with the Ukrainians on how they can prevent any of those research materials from falling into the hands of Russian forces should they approach.
So these labs are so dangerous, in fact, that the State Department is terrified the Russians might get their hands on them. And let's be clear, Russia has been sounding the alarm that these labs not only exist, but that they're producing biochemical weapons at the request of the Biden crime family.
During the military operation in Ukraine, Russian personnel acquired over 20,000 documents, reference and analytical materials, as well as surveyed witnesses and participants of the U.S. biological programs. The materials confirm that the Pentagon aimed at creating a biological weapon and testing it on the population of Ukraine and other countries along the perimeter of the Russian borders.
After the deep state's overthrow of Ukraine's government in 2014, Biden visited the country more than 13 times. And Moscow has warned that Biden needs to explain his son's involvement with these labs.
We can confirm that the Kyiv regime is engaged in military biological programs financed by the United States of America. It's impossible these programs were used to benefit science and peace because they were financed by the U.S. Department of Defense. The Pentagon and Joe Biden must officially explain to the global community about the programs in Ukraine.
And as it turns out, the Russians were right. Because according to official documents uncovered by investigators at the expose, government funding records showed the Department of Defense awarded $370,000 to biolabs in Ukraine for COVID-19 research in November of 2019. For anyone keeping track, that's 3 months before the WHO officially even named the Chinese virus COVID-19. But you won't find it now, though, because the very day the conflict with Russia started, Zelensky ordered all these documents on Ukraine's biolabs and their ties to Hunter Biden to be destroyed. All our taxes are going to Ukraine not to fight for their freedom, but to pay for the deep state to design bioweapons to enslave the American people and destroy our lives. We're financing our own destruction and being called traitors and unpatriotic when we resist. As Clandestine pointed out on Twitter, all of these agents of evil, Big Pharma, the mainstream media, the deep state in Washington, Zelensky, and the WHO are all working together to cover up their crimes. Russia isn't the villain here. Our own government is. Russia may have even had an obligation to fight back against the bioterrorism America is apparently conducting in Ukraine. Until these criminals are brought to justice, more of our tax dollars will be spent on weapons destroying Ukraine, more innocent lives will be lost, and the United States will march ever closer to World War III. For One America News, I'm Pearson Sharp. Want to see more videos like this? Visit ONN.com for immediate access to all the clips you've been waiting to see.